Many district volleyball teams will have a rough night when they play highly ranked Hallsville on the Lady Bobcats home court. The Lady Cats volleyball team experienced a 3-0 defeat at Hallsville Tuesday night. The Lady Cats slipped to 1-3 in district play, and they are currently in sixth place after four straight road matches. I talked with Lady Cats volleyball coach Allison Irvin.
Hallsville was a very solid team. They weren't quite as aggressive or fast tempo as I would say Longview was. They haven't played each other yet, which I'm anxious to see how that turns out, because both Longview and Hallsville are very competitive teams in our district. But they were a tough matchup last night, and so it was a tough night.
Hard to get points against them, I guess. What was the score? Do you remember?
I don't remember. Well, the first set was not good at all. It was 25-4. We were tied 4-4, and then they went on a run, and we could not serve receive. They have great float serves. Have not seen a set like that quite before, but we were changing our serve receive up and changing our lineup up, making subs, trying to find a solution, and we just could not pull out of it. The second set, we actually were leading, I think, 12-10 at one point, and then they started to pull away from us. I don't remember the final scores of the second or third set. The third set was closer, was like 25-18 or 25-19, I believe. But it just takes us. Right now we're really battling mental focus, I would say, and just, you know, being confident. I think they get upset and hard on themselves and lose confidence when they make a mistake, and they immediately go into the mindset of almost like they don't want the ball to come to them. They're afraid of making that mistake. We have a lot of pleasers on our team, girls who want to do well, and then they get nervous and they fear, you know, making a mistake. And so that's kind of a hard thing to battle mentally and to fix that, change that mindset.
And Hallsville doesn't make it easy. They always have a presentation. It's almost like you see in colleges and things, you know, where they're very intimidating with their sound and crowd.
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah. They had their radio people right there on the floor, and they had announcers announcing every point, you know, what was going on. And they have phenomenal facilities. Their girls definitely are solid in their volleyball skills, and their, you know, from their warm-up, we could tell that they were had great technique. That the program has been successful for a while. They've only lost one match this year. So they're a competitive program. They're doing a lot of things right over there. So, yeah.
Well, we've talked, it's really about survival as much as anything. We're opening like you have with such a road-heavy schedule.
Yes.
Now you finally get to come home on Friday. That's good news. Maybe the bad news is, you know, Texas High is a very worthy opponent, so that should be a good game. But the girls,
yes,
I'm sure, will be glad to be back home.
Yes, we're definitely looking forward to that. Right now, T-High is an important game for us as far as I tell the girls, we're definitely still not out of playoffs. We just need to take care of business when we can, and T-High is an opponent that I believe that we can do that.
KSST Sports.